جی جا
جی جا
سوال کیے جا. We'll get it. Try it. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. We've had so much confusion here. So if it's one of you doing, listening to the show from the beginning and real not figuring out what happened, believe me, we are all at sixes and sevens in the studio here today. With us in the studio is Joel, who is managing the switchboard, but he hadn't, there was some communication error and he wasn't sure that we had a live show going on. But of course, this is a live show. We don't have a pre-recorded show. So everybody's here in the studio, but we are a little bit unprepared. So I just want you to have a little bit of patience while we figure things out and sort things out. This is your host, Vidya, here. So let's start from the beginning. Jiye ja.
Sawal
kiye ja. All right, much better. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. The show is brought to you by Safari Kid, a preschool and after-school program with over 20 locations in the Bay Area. That's our sponsor. Our Facebook page is Safari Quiz Show. So if you haven't already liked us on Facebook, please go and like us right now, Safari Quiz Show. Our email is safariquizshow@gmail.com, safariquizshow@gmail.com. And starting just yesterday, we've started putting our audio of our shows on the Facebook page as well. So if you want to listen to past shows, that would be the place to go check it out. So our last week's show is up on air there, so please go check it out. And once again, that's Safari Quiz Show, Safari Quiz Show. One more thing, if you're a regular listener of the show, you know how popular it is. We are looking for sponsors for the prizes for this show. The cost runs to approximately $75 a week. You can sponsor part of the show, all of the show, 1 week, several weeks, several months, depending on your interest and your willingness to be associated with the show, your interest in being associated with the show. We have, as you can tell, lots and lots of listeners, very much in the category of young kids and their parents. So if this is something that appeals to your business, appeals to your branding, please do reach out to us, safariquizshow@gmail.com, safariquizshow@gmail.com, and let us know that you want to sponsor the show. In the subject line of the show, please mention sponsorship of prizes so we know what the email is about. Okay, also want to mention our musical showcase. If you have a child who has a musical talent, we'd love for them to come and perform on the show live if you like, or if you want to send us a recording with a little bit of information about that, we'd love to play it on the show. Once again, you send that to safariquizshow@gmail.com. All right, we have three brand new contestants on the show. A couple of them haven't even heard the show, but I think after they finish with today's show, they would love to listen to it as well as come and participate in it again. I think we have a slight problem with the mic. Joel is going to figure that out. Joel, I think he needs that mic and we need to shift all the mics over so that our little Ishan here can have a mic for himself. Here you go, Ishan. That's your mic. Calvin, that's yours. And Siddharth, grab that mic gently and bring it over so that it's close to you. Can you do that? Yeah, pull it. It's okay. There you go. All right. So those are our three contestants today, Siddharth, Calvin, and Ishan. And let's go and meet them right now. Yeah, your mics are on. So Ishan, Siddharth, why don't you say hi on air? Go ahead and say hi.
Hi.
There you go. Well done. All right. Siddharth, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
My name is Siddharth, and I am 8 years old. I go to Ardenwood School.
Ardenwood Elementary. I love the school. Who's your teacher this year?
My teacher is Miss Kelly.
Miss Kelly, is she nice?
I'm in third grade.
In third grade, she's really sweet. Yeah, that's nice. Any subjects that you love to study?
I like to study math, and I don't like science.
You don't like science?
And social studies.
So why don't you like science?
Because it's about wildlife.
Oh, it's animal science, not fun, huh? Do you like to visit the zoo? Siddharth?
Kind of.
Not really. Huh? It's not your thing. Math is your thing. Cool. And after school, what do you like to do for fun?
Play soccer.
Nice.
Or play football.
Do you play on a team or just for fun with friends?
Just for fun.
Just for fun with friends. Siddharth, welcome to the show. We'll talk a little more about the rules once we have finished meeting everyone. Our next contestant is Calvin. Welcome to the show, Calvin.
Mm-hmm.
Say hi.
Hi.
All right, tell me a little bit about yourself.
My name is Calvin, and I'm 8 years old, and I go to Forest Park Elementary School,
mm-hmm.
and I like to play with my friends, and I like to study at school.
You like to study at school?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you must making your parents so happy. What do you play for? What do you do for fun?
I like to play sports and games, imaginary games.
Yeah, make believe?
Yeah.
A hot lava monster? Is that still a favorite on school grounds?
Not really.
Not really? What are the games that imaginary games that kids like to play at school these days?
We just sort of like to run around.
Run around?
Mm-hmm.
Play tag?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolute fun. And what about in the evenings? What do you do for fun once homework is done?
I like to either go to my room and do things by myself,
mm-hmm.
or I go down and watch TV.
You watch TV? Is there any particular show you would recommend to other people listening to the show?
What?
Is there any show that you'd like to recommend to other kids that you really like and you say, you must watch this show? Not really?
No.
All right. Welcome to the show, Calvin. Calvin has been a listener of the show for the last few weeks. I think he's a new listener, so welcome. I'm so glad you decided to make the jump from being a listener to being a participant. Our last contestant today is Ishan. Welcome to the show, Ishan. Let me see if Ishan's mic is working. Let's test it again. Say hello.
Hello.
Is it working? We'll do a quick check. All right. Let's try again. Mm-mm, I don't hear him. Okay, Ishan, share my mic. Say hello.
Hello.
There you go. So, Ishan, tell me a little bit about yourself.
I go to Ardenwood School, and I like to play soccer and tag.
And soccer and tag?
And my favorite school subject is math and geography.
Geography? Do you participate in geography bees?
No.
Just for fun, huh?
Yeah.
So, what's fascinating about geography?
I like geography just for sometimes. I just like to do geography.
Just like to do geography? You like to know where all the places are located?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Geography is so much fun because we can imagine so much about other places when we know a little bit about them and know a little bit about where they're located, right?
Yeah.
Cool. All right, so I think we've got his mic working again. Thank goodness it was tough to share the mic. So, kids, are you ready to play?
Yes.
All right. So let me tell you the rules, and a couple of you have never even heard the show before. We have three categories, 10 questions in each. Here's how it goes. We have a buzzer in front of you. Each of you, let me see you press the buzzer. Wait, one at a time. Siddharth? Hang on. See, I didn't turn it on. Now, what about you, Calvin? And Ishan? So the way this buzzer works is that if all of you buzz at the same time or two of you buzz at the same time, one of you would have buzzed just a little bit before the other, and the buzzer tells me who did. Now, the person whose buzzer buzzed first lights up, and then only they can answer the question. Okay? Other people don't answer because that won't count. When you answer the question, if your answer is correct, you get 10 points. If your answer is wrong, you get -5. Okay? If the question, if yours is a buzzer that lights up, you have to answer the question. But if you get it wrong, question passes to the next person in an anti-clockwise direction. So from Calvin to Ishan, Ishan to Siddharth, Siddharth to Calvin. Okay? But when the question comes to you as a past question, Ishan, Siddharth, you can choose to say pass if you don't know the answer. Then you don't get penalized for it. But if you answer, if you get it right, +5. If you get it wrong, -5. Got it? All right. Don't worry. You'll figure it out very quickly. Now, all your buzzers are working. We have three categories today. Each category has 10 points. Shall we get started? Mm-hmm. Our first category is animals beginning with I, J, or K. Animals beginning with I, J, or K. We didn't pick a single one of these alphabets because some of the animals in I turned out to be so exotic that I was like, I don't think I can ask these questions. Remember, these are third graders, but I think they're going to surprise us with how much fun they have and how much they know. Ready? All right, our first question in the category, animals beginning with I, J, or K. Small omnivorous animal in the wolf and dog family. Remember, it could begin with an I, J, or K.
Oh.
Press the buzzer if you think you know the answer.
Irish wolfhound.
You know what? That is such a creative answer that I'm going to give you 10 points. That was not the answer I was looking for, but yeah, but it is in the dog family. and it's a white wolfhound. That was amazing answer. I have to give you 10 points. Hold on a minute. All right. So Ishan gets that. But you know what? That wasn't the answer that I was looking for. So I'm going to actually open the question to the other two contestants here. And if they have another answer, they can buzz or they can just stay past. That's fine. Small omnivorous animal in the wolf and dog family. Calvin Siddharth, if you have another guess, I'll open it for 5 points. Press the buzzer if you think you know the answer. It's somewhere in size between a wolf and a dog. And it begins with an I, J, or K. Ishan, do you have another answer?
No.
No, no. You can say pass. That's okay.
Pass.
Huh? Pass. I was looking for jackal. Jackal.
Oh.
But you know what? Irish Wolfhound is such a creative answer. I had to give him 10 points for that. That was amazing. All right. Question number 2. These are long-legged marsupials native to Australia.
Kangaroo.
Good job. Don't raise your hands. I know the temptation is so much to raise your hand. But here, whoever buzzes first wins. So buzz before you even think. Also, the other thing I want to tell you guys is that once you have hit your buzzer, you have 5 seconds to answer. So it goes 1001, 1002, 1003, 1004, 1000. There's a lot of time. So you can think a little bit too. Okay? All right. Question number 3. Remember, we're still in the category of animals beginning with I, J, or K. A green or blue lizard that can grow up to 6 feet long. Go for it.
Komodo dragon?
No, that's not this one. That's not the answer that I was looking for, though it is a reptile, but it's not blue. Yeah. All right. Minus 5. So hand me that, and I'll hand me your 10-point counter, and I'll give you 5 points. Question passes to Siddharth. Green or blue lizard that can grow up to 6 feet long.
Iguana.
Yes, you are right. Into the mic.
Iguana.
Iguana. That's correct. 5 points to you. Good job.
5 points?
Yes. When the question is a past question, it's only 5 points.
Oh.
When if you buzz, you get 10 points. You know why that is? Why the past question is only 5 points?
What?
Because they have more time to think.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. Question number 4. This is a long-legged wading bird with a long turned-down bill like this.
Mm.
Remember, I, J, or K. Long-legged wading bird with a long turned-down bill like that. Any guesses?
Mm-hmm. Heron.
Remember, J, or K. So you owe me minus 5. You owe me 5 points. All right. Anybody else? No. It's an ibis.
Oh,
ibis.
I should have said that.
If you think you know it, guess. This is not about points. Everybody who comes to the studio wins a prize. So you might as well have... Yes. You might as well guess and have fun with it. Right? All right?
Yeah.
No fear now. Fear has to go out of the window. There is no fear allowed in this room. So guess by all means. And we have 3 categories of 10 questions each. Even if you make a mistake in the first category, there are going to be so many more questions you can get right. Okay? All right. Question number 5. This flightless bird from New
I think it's a kiwi.
Kiwi is right. I didn't even finish the question. Good job. You owe me 5 points. I'm only going to give you 5 for this. Otherwise, you would have got 10. All right. Good job. I was going to say this flightless bird from New Zealand shares its name with a fruit. All right. Question number 6. This large animal has smaller ears than its African cousin. This large animal has smaller ears.
Elephant.
Which elephant?
Indian elephant.
Indian elephant. Mm-hmm. Excellent. 10 points to Ishan. That was a very good answer. All right. Question number 7. Another Australian marsupial that is herbivorous.
Koala.
Koala. Good job, Calvin. 10 points. Here you go. Question number 8. This animal is also called an orca.
Killer whale.
Killer whale. That's right. A K animal. Question number 9. Marine animals with an umbrella-shaped head and trailing tentacles.
Mm-hmm. Squid?
No. Squid. IJK. Remember?
Oh.
Oh, yes. Minus 5. Yes, you can give me that little 5 token. Question passes to Siddharth. Marine animals with an umbrella-shaped head and trailing tentacles. Remember, umbrella and tentacles. You know what, Siddharth doesn't like animals. Yes, but you got it right. Into the mic.
Jellyfish.
Good job. Good job. Good job. For someone who doesn't like animals, he got that one. All right, last question in this category. Third largest big cat after tiger and lion. Third largest big cat after tiger and the lion. Remember, I, J, or K. Think of all the big cats. Then guess, it's okay. You'll only lose 5 points.
Kafir cat.
Huh?
Kafir cat.
Kafir cat? No, that is not correct. But it was a very innovative answer. 5 points from Siddharth. But good. I'm so proud of you for guessing. Good job. Question passes to Calvin.
Pass.
Ishan?
Pass.
If I tell you the answer, you're all going to kick yourself for not guessing.
Okay.
Jaguar.
Oh.
Jaguar.
Ouch.
All right. All right, now it's time for our listener question. This one is not open to kids in the studio, so zip it. All right? This question is only for our listeners. Let's give out the studio number, 510-270-8830. 510-270-8830. Here's our question in the category, animals beginning with I, J, or K. Ornamental fish that are often found in water gardens. Ornamental fish that are often found in water gardens. All right. Let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
No, let's... Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is...
Oh, she got disconnected. Hi, you're on the air. Turn the radio down behind you if you want to answer the question.
Hi, my name is Rashmi, and I think the answer is koi.
Thank you, Rashmi. Hi, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello.
Oi. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Aditya, and I think the answer is koi.
Thank you, Aditya. Guys, please turn your radios down when you answer the question. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is koi.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Chris and the answer is Cole.
Thank you, Chris. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ayman and I think the answer is koi fish.
Thank you, Ayman. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Akriti and the answer is koi.
Is that Akriti?
Yes.
Lovely name. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shreya, and the answer is koi.
Thank you, Shreya. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Yathart, and the answer is koi.
What a lovely name. Thank you, Yathart. And hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Shelly, and the answer is koi.
Thank you, Shelly. And last caller for this question. Hi, you're on the air. Hello?
My name is Ronav and I think the answer is koi.
Thank you, Ronav. Welcome to the show. And Ronav was the last caller for this question. We're going to take a break now. When we come back from the break, it'll be Ishan who picks the winner for the first listener question. And we'll also see how the kids did in the studio in terms of their points. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. G.A. Ja. Uh-huh. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. After a rocky start, we had a great first round. Category was animals beginning with I, J, and K. But before we see how the kids in the studio did, let's take a look at our listener question. It was ornamental fish that are often found in water gardens. The answer indeed was koi. And from all the correct answers, it was Ishan's turn to pick a winner. Ishan, who is the winner of our first listener question?
Aditya.
Aditya, all right. Aditya, write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. In the subject line, mention today's date, September 12, 2015, and the question number one. In the body of the email, your name, the question, the answer, and some contact information for our producer, Ms. Deepa, to get you your prize. To all the winners of our today's listener prizes, I want to say again, I want to let you know that we don't accept emails after Monday. So, If you remember it now that you have to send an email, just send it right away. The earlier you do it, the easier it is for Ms. Deepa. All right? Let's take a look at what the scores are in the studio. Siddharth, how many points do you have? Into the mic.
I have 5 points.
5 points. What about you, Calvin?
I have 35 points.
35. And Ishan?
10.
All right. It's a very close game at this point. Our next category is coming up. Let's do a quick buzzer check to make sure all the buzzers are working. Siddharth? Calvin? And Ishan. All right. The buzzers are working. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
For the next category?
Yes.
Now, I think they've got a hang of the buzzer as well, and they've also got a hang of the level of the questions. So, hopefully, they'll guess some more this time. And you know what? I give points for creative answers.
Really?
Yes. Well, yes. You did get points for the Irish Wolfhound that I would never have guessed. All right. This category is called Words Beginning with Dis. That is the letters D-I-S. D-I-S. D for dog, I-S. You guys ready?
Yes.
First question. Something that makes you sick. Something that makes you sick. Another word for illness. Polio is a... Or chickenpox is a... Dis... What?
Disease.
Disease.
Oh.
Of course.
Oh.
10 points to Calvin. Good job. All right, question number two. Bothering someone when they are busy. Bothering someone.
Disturb.
Into the mic. Into the
disturb.
Mic. Disturb. Good job. 10 points to Siddharth. All right, question number three. What you eat off of. What you eat off of.
Dish.
Dishes. Good job. Is this your points? No, these are loose points. Okay, here you go. All right, question number four. Measure of how far something is. Measure of how far something is. I can see that car in the...
Distance.
Excellent.
Oh, my God.
Very good. You'll get it. Don't worry. How about the next one? A less strong word than hate. So...
Dislike.
He buzzed first. You have to buzz. Look. Dislike is right. Everybody knew that answer, but Siddharth buzzed first, so he gets 10 points. He's doing really well in this category. Sean, you just have to be faster on the buzzer. Question number six. Not listen to an order. Not listen to an order.
Disobey.
Awesome. Wow. He's just rocking this category. Here you go. All right. Question number seven. Something that makes it difficult to win against an opponent. Something that makes it difficult to win against an opponent. You have a this, and therefore it's harder to win the game. Joel, do you know this one? Yeah, Joel knows this one. You have something that makes it difficult to win against an opponent. Or if you had the opposite of it, something that would give you a little boost in winning against the opponent, then take that word and add this to it. This. How else can I clue this? Suppose you were playing basketball and you were really short. That would be a...
Disadvantage.
Excellent. The tube light finally lit up. 10 points to Siddharth again. Good job. All right. Number eight. Spraying an antibacterial spray on something to clean it up. Remember, dis. You dis-what it. Spraying an antibacterial spray to make a place clean. You... Psh, 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 psh. What are you doing to it? Okay, I'll give you, since everybody's really, it's the word that's at the tip of your tongue, I can tell. So I'll give you another clue. So these are all like antonyms, right? A lot of them are antonyms. An antonym is a word that's an opposite, right? So the opposite of this word is, if you take that word, it's like when you get bitten by something, you may get this by the disease. And then you make put a dis in front of it. when you get bitten by a bug that carries a disease, I think we've done that, you might get, or if you just have a small scratch and then that bacteria get into the wound, it gets, what happens to the wound? And then you add the dis to that.
Disinfected.
That's right. Yeah, excellent. It took a while, but we got there. Well done. 10 points to Ishan. Ishan, you have to speak into the mic. It's okay if it's a guess. You still have to speak into the mic. All right. Question number 9. Have a different opinion from somebody.
Disagree.
Excellent, Calvin. Good job. 10 points. And don't worry, we have one more category. And last question. When you do something against the rules in a game, you get?
Disqualified.
It's Calvin. No, yeah, Calvin. What's your answer? Oh, then -5 from you. All right, and question passes to Ishan.
Disqualified.
Good job. All right, that was the last question in this category. Kids, Zippo, because this question is now for our listeners. And our studio number is 510-270-8830. 510-270-8830. Here's our question. Please remember, if you hear me on the phone saying you're on the air, then turn the radio down behind you so that I can hear you clearly. Otherwise, I get a feedback and that becomes very difficult for me to hear what you're saying. Here's our clue. To switch off an alarm, to switch off a house alarm, what is the word? And remember, we're looking for words with D-I-S. All right? Let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shreya, and the answer is disarm.
Thank you, Shreya. Hi, you're on the air. You're on the air. No, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Woof. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Akriti, and the answer is disarm.
Thank you, Akriti. Hi, you're on the air.
I'm Ronav, and I think the answer is disarm.
Thank you, Ronav. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Krish, and the answer is disarm.
Thank you, Krish. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Aditya, and I think the answer is disarm.
Thank you, Aditya. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rishika. I think the answer is disarm.
Thank you, Rishika. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, my name is Shelly, and the answer is disarmed.
Thank you, Shelly. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Nihar, and I think the answer is disarm.
Nihar, welcome to the show. Thank you. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tejas, and the answer is disarm.
Thank you, Tejas. And last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
I am Prithvi, the answer is disarm.
Wait a second, is it Prithvi? Did I get your name right? Is it Prithvi?
Bubbly.
Bubbly?
Bubbly.
How do you spell it?
E-R-A. E-L-E-E-N.
I still didn't get it. That was weird. Okay, I'm going to ask her one more time for the spelling. Go ahead. Tell me your spelling again.
E-R-A-G-L-E-E-N.
Gravleen. Wow, what a fabulous name. Welcome to the show. Gravleen was the last caller for the show. I hope I got your name right. We're going to take a break now. When we come back from the break, we will see who won our second listener question and how the kids in the studio are doing. I think the points are very different now than when we started off after the first round. And the leader is also somebody very different. But you know what? That's the fun of the show. When we go to the third category, again, things may change.
Ja,
Sawal Kiye Ja.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. Before we went on break, I saw that lots of our phone lines were lit up, but we only could take 10 answers. There are a couple of things I want to say about that. One is, the best way to guarantee that you're going to win a prize and have tons of fun is to be a participant on the show. So if you want to participate on the show, do write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. In the subject line, say participation. And Ms. Deepa will get you connected with other kids of the same grade, and so that you can have a fair and fun competition and be assured of a prize, because everybody who comes to our studio wins a prize instead of being 1 out of 10 when you're a listener of our show. The second thing I want to mention is that to the parents out there, this is to the parents out there, you can see how popular the show is. We have tons of listeners. We have lots of interest in the show. And we have a lot of loyal listeners. So if you want to be associated with our show and sponsor some of our prizes, we would love to have that. In return, we will give you ad space on our show. So please do write to us again to safariquizshow@gmail.com. In the subject line, mention sponsorship of the show. If you know of a company that would be interested in sponsoring us, please do write that to us as well, and we'll get in touch with them, because this is a show that's very much aimed at kids and young kids and their parents, and any product that has these as customers would be really served well by appearing on this show. All right, that's enough of business talk. Let's look at our second listener question before we look at the points in the studio. Our second listener question was the word for switching off an alarm. Everybody said disarm. Absolutely correct. My own word that I had kept in mind was disable, and nobody mentioned that, but that's okay. Disarm works fine. English is a lovely language with plenty of synonyms, so disarm was perfectly acceptable. From all the correct answers, Calvin picked a winner. Calvin, who is the winner of our second listener question?
From our second listener question, we have the winner, Krish.
Krish, all right. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. In the subject line, mention today's date, September 12, 2015, question number 2. In the body of the email, your name, contact information, and the question and answer. Important. So we don't have any confusion for Ms. Deepa. We make her job really easy. All right, let's look at the points in the studio. Siddharth did really well in the last round. Siddharth, how many points do you have?
65.
Into the mic.
65. 65.
Calvin, what about you?
50.
50. And what about you, Ishan?
25.
25. Everybody did really well. It's still a very close game because we have 10 more questions left. So let's get started. I know the kids are eager. Let's do a quick buzzer check. First, Siddharth. Then Calvin. And Ishan. This category is something that they're going to have to really reach back into their even younger childhood memories, because this category is fairy tale characters. Fairy tale characters. Remember, everybody gets a prize, so there's no harm in guessing and really thinking about the stories your mom read to you, or dad, or uncle, or auntie, or grandma. Are you ready? First question in our category, fairy tale characters. Who killed the big bad wolf in the story Red Riding Hood? Mm-hmm.
Wait, pass.
No, wait, you have time. Think. Nope, minus 5. For Ishan. All right. What about you, Siddharth? Do you remember who killed the big bad wolf in the story Red Riding Hood?
I think I know.
5 seconds to guess. Pass. Say pass.
Why didn't I get to pass?
First person doesn't get to pass. Remember, I told you, whoever buzzes has to answer. Calvin?
The hunter.
The hunter is fine. The hunter, the woodcutter, the woodsman, all of those would have been perfectly acceptable answers. You knew it?
No.
Here you go. 5 points, Calvin. All right, question number 2. What was the name of the little carved wooden boy that the carpenter Geppetto made?
Pinocchio.
Pinocchio. Good job. He was just faster. All right. Question number 3. While the ant was working hard, which insect was wasting his time?
Grasshopper.
Grasshopper. Good job. Yes, you can buzz in the middle of a question.
What?
I think you know the answer. Yes. Question number 4. Who made the beast turn into a handsome prince? The beast turn into a handsome prince. Nope. 5 points from Ishan. Question passes to Siddharth. It's very famous.
Pass.
Disney movie. Calvin.
Pass.
It's the Beauty, of course.
What?
The Beauty and the Beast.
No, but who made the beast?
Well, her actions made her, the beast turn into a handsome prince, right?
I think
you guys overthought that question. All right. Question number 5. Who pointed out that the emperor was not wearing any clothes in the story of the emperor's new clothes? Who pointed out that the emperor was not wearing any clothes? Do you guys know the story?
No.
Yes. I know it.
You know
it,
then tell me, Calvin.
I don't remember exactly. Was it a little boy or something?
If you want to say that, you have to press the buzzer and guess.
I don't want.
You don't want to guess?
I want to take the chance.
The answer is a little boy. All right, yes. Okay, so now all of you have to go back. Well, Calvin, you know the story, but Ishan and Siddharth have to go back and read the story. It's a very important story. It's a very important story for as a fun story and also with a great moral. All right, question number 6. Which amphibian did the princess have to kiss to turn into a prince?
Frog.
Frog, that's correct. The frog prince. No, it's frog prince. All right, question number 7. What kind of creature does Jack find on top of the beanstalk?
Giant.
Into the mic. Giant is right. 10 points to Ishan. Wait. We'll get till everybody's ready. Ready? Next one. What was the name of Hansel's sister? Yeah, you. I said that.
Gretel.
Gretel, correct.
Oh, I knew that.
All right. Question number 9. Who could not sleep because there was a small pea at the bottom of many mattresses?
The princess.
The princess. Yes, the story is the princess and the pea. And last question. Who do the 3 billy goats Gruff meet under the bridge?
The troll.
The troll. 10 points to Calvin. I wonder if we have a tie. Kids, don't count your answers points yet. It's going to be a surprise for our listeners and me when we come back after the break. But before that, we have the listener question. So zip it in the studio. Call-in number is 510-270-8830. We're still in the category of fairy tale characters. And our listener question is, who is the tiny girl who lives in a walnut shell cradle? Who is the tiny girl who lives in a walnut shell cradle? Everybody has to like really think of their fairy tales now. Yeah, let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air. These are our early callers. Now they have to go and look it up. They're talking about a very, 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 very tiny girl. Yep. Hi, you're on the air. Excuse me. You're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Shelly, and the answer is Thumbelina.
Thank you, Shelly. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is Thumbelina.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Shelly, and the answer is...
Turn the radio down and tell me your name.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. What's your name?
I'm Ronav, and I think...
Yeah.
I'm Ronav, and I think the answer is Thumbelina.
Thank you, Ronav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tejas, and I think the answer is Thumbelina.
Thank you, Tejas. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ayman, and I think the answer is Thumbelina.
Thank you, Ayman. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Aryan, and the answer is the Thumbelina.
Thank you, Aryan. One of our younger listeners, I think. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Arnav, and it's... Thumbelina.
Thank you, Arnav. Welcome to the show. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Yathath, and the answer is Thumbelina.
Thank you, Yathath. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shreya, and the answer is Thumbelina.
Thank you, Shreya. And last caller.
Last caller.
All right. So that was... Yeah, let's take a call. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Akriti, and the answer is Thumbelina.
Thank you, Akriti. Akriti was the last caller for our third listener question. We're going to take a break now and maybe take a very short break in case there's a tie. We'll come back and find out all the winners. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jiye Ja,
Sawal Kiye Ja.
جیے جا Come back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya with three kids here who are just mumbling the words in the beginning of the show and are shouting them towards the end, so you can see how much fun they've had during the show. But before we look at their points, let's look at the last listener question. It was, who is the tiny girl who lives in a walnut shell cradle? The answer was Thumbelina. From all the correct answers, it was Siddharth's turn to pick a winner. Siddharth, who is the winner of our third listener question?
Our third listener question winner was Aryan.
All right. Aryan, write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. And the subject line has to say September 12, 2015. And in the body, the rest of the information about you and the question and answer. All right. Let's see how the points stacked up in the studio. Siddharth, how many points did you have?
75.
Calvin?
95.
And Ishan?
35.
All right, let's give a big round of applause for Calvin. Congratulations, and congratulations to Siddharth and Ishan as well. We loved having them on the show, and everybody wins a prize. And that's all we have time for today. If you want to sponsor the show, please write to us, safariquizshow@gmail.com. Participate, same email. Feedback, same email. The show was produced by Ms. Deepa and Joel in the studio today. The theme tune was composed by Naren Pradhan. This is your host, Vidya, saying, Jiye Ja.
Sava Kiye Ja.
Oh, that was very sad. Jiye Ja.
Sava Kiye Ja.
Much better.